Do you remember Dolly magazine? If you were a teenager in the 80s or 90s like I was, chances are Dolly was your go-to. A Bible for all things beauty, fashion, health and celebrity. There was even this segment that was called Dolly Doctor, and it was like having an older sister with a medical degree that you could write in and ask all those embarrassing, awkward body questions. Well, fast forward to today, and we're in a time when magazines are disappearing faster than toilet paper in a pandemic. However, one group of women are bucking the trend. They are the women who brought us Dolly then, and they are here to bring us Tonic now. Megan Morton is one of the founding Tonic directors, and she joins us this morning. Megan, how are you?
I'm so great, Willie. How are you?
I am good. Now, Tonic is targeting Generation Visible. Who is that?
Generation Visible is the group of women who may be looking after their elderly parents as well as their own kids, or they may be having career highs and career lows. They may have explored all of life's hits and misses, and they're here to continue and share the story. We are really dedicated to helping women at the 45 plus demographic, because in a world of really negative news, we only want to shine positive.
Oh my God. Yes, I am so for it, right? I mean, because I'm coming up to that age group, but I look at magazines now and they're so irrelevant to me, A, because all of the women in them are like 20 and I'm like, well, yeah, of course that dress is going to look like you and that makeup's going to look like that on you. And that's nothing against the 20-year-olds, but where are we, right?
That's exactly it, Willie. So the problem with magazines today is that they're so general. So we really aim to be quite age specific, because I think the more specific you can be, the more helpful you can be. Just like Dolly was back in the day. We were talking to a group of preteens and teenagers, but we were talking to them as intimately as if we were their sister. Yeah. Their older sister. So Tonic, you know, to your point, you're teetering around that age group. We want to give you something to really look forward to going into that 45 plus age, rather than feeling dismal thoughts of invisibility. We want to be generation visible.
Yeah. And I think the other really interesting thing to note is, because I know you, we're going to chat about some of the incredible women that you've shot and spoken to already. But sometimes I think young people think they invented the internet, right? and so, but there's actually room for all of us on there. And there are some amazing women in their 40s, 50s and 60s doing really, really cool stuff. Of the women you've met so far in the Tonic capacity, tell me about some of them that stick in mind.
God, there's so many, and I keep getting these flashbacks of when I was 18 working at Dolly, meeting all those age-specific people then, and I get the same sort of fuzzy feeling in my belly, heart and hands when I go out and meet the Tonic guys that we share with you on the digital platform. The one that comes to my mind, only because we photographed her last week, was a gorgeous entrepreneur, jeweler and mother called Sarah Jane Adams. And we didn't even discuss how old she was, and that's probably an oversight, because who knows, she could be 90, she could be 60. She was one of those ageless, joyous, effervescent fountains of just life. I found myself totally like a magnet to her, as did everyone in the crew. But I guess the things that she was talking to us about was relevance, was about the joy of everyday things in life, was about love's lost and love's gained. And I just feel that there's such a wealth of knowledge to impart and such incredible insights when you speak to the women who have lived that fuller life and are still here to tell the tale. I found her so inspiring. I've been fangirling her since I saw her on the Advanced Style website years and years ago, there in her, you know, Adidas three-stripe tracksuit with her totally contrasting Indian sari dress on. Complete with, you know, the most beautiful, radiant face I'd ever seen. And I feel like they're the kind of women we want to put up against. Also then the Dolly cover girls back in the day, obviously Alison Brae.
Oh, yes.
You know, such a famous face for anyone in our age group. And she really has, you know, set her mind on grabbing the 50s as joyously as she grabbed her 20s back in the Dolly time. So we photographed a whole lot of people, you know, in that same way. What can they tell us? What can they share? What are the insights? And how can we all learn through them and laugh through them? You know, the idea is that we want to keep everyone really positive, but also really prepared. I think prepared is such a great word.
Oh, that is a really great word.
Yeah.
Because that is totally what Dolly did for me, right? Like,
exactly.
It totally prepared me for those teenage 20 plus years.
Yeah, prepared is such an anti-marketing word, but we at Tonic find it to be one of our goalpost words, because if we're doing a story on finance, we want everyone just to be prepared with the bad and the otherwise. If we're doing a story on early menopause, we want everyone to be prepared so you can get the information you need, you know, seek the solace you need, and then take the actions you need to I guess face these new things in the same way we did when we were tackling Dolly-related things.
Yeah. And what has been the response from people so far?
Oh, my God, it's been so wonderful. There's a lot of, we love Dolly. Yeah. We'll love Tonic unconditionally. We're like, yes, yes, we hear you. Because we love each other too. The girls from Dolly are the same girls from Tonic. We worked there in the 90s, and it's really just plus 30 years. You know, some of us have had kids. Some of us have buried parents. Some have, you know, we've explored all kind of relationships. So it's been a lovely sisterhood sort of camaraderie. But I guess what we really want Tonic readers, both ex-Dolly ones and new ones, is to really judge us on currency. And currency today in the digital platform world is very different to what it was back then. We had an unfair devotee band of women, girls all across Australia. But we had this beautiful following, and they trusted us implicitly, and we kind of want to bring those same values to the Tonic reader. Whether they've been Dolly readers or not, we want to show them that this information is really important, it's really relevant, but it's also can be really, really inspiring. It's not doom and gloom. It's actually such huge waves of joy and happiness in between all the other things that we fit into that very busy 45-plus life.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Me and I could talk to you all morning about it, but we've actually run out of time. Just one last thing. If there was one, firstly, it's an online publication at this point. So we will link that to our site here so listeners can go and find you there. And then if there's one feeling that you want your readers to go away with.
I want everyone to feel positive. I want everyone to just feel the purpose and the chance of possibility, and that all comes down to the way we deliver the information, good, bad, and otherwise. That it's we want everyone to be positive.
Megan Morton, thank you so much for your time this morning. It was awesome speaking with you, and I look forward to staying abreast of the Tonic journey.
Thank you, Willie.